amnesia, dissociation, and reenactment. Genet was the first to point out the difference between narrative memory, the stories people tell about trauma, and traumatic memory itself. One of his case histories was the story of Irène, a young woman who was hospitalized following her mother's death from tuberculosis. Irène had nursed her mother for many months while continuing to work outside the home to support her alcoholic father and pay for her mother's medical care. When her mother finally died, Irène, exhausted from stress and lack of sleep, tried for several hours to revive the corpse, calling out to her mother and trying to force medicine down her throat. At one point, the lifeless body dropped off the bed while Irène's drunken father lay passed out nearby. Even after her aunt arrived and started preparing for burial, Irène's denial persisted. She had to be persuaded to attend the funeral, and she laughed throughout the service. A few weeks later, she was brought to the Salpêtrière, where Genet took over her case. In addition to amnesia for her mother's death, Irène suffered from another symptom. Several times a week, she would stare, trance-like, at an empty bed, ignore whatever was going on around her, and begin to care for an imaginary person. She meticulously reproduced, rather than remembered, the details of her mother's death. Traumatized people simultaneously remember too little and too much. On the one hand, Irène had no conscious memory of her mother's death. She could not tell the story of what had happened. On the other, she was compelled to physically act out the events of her mother's death. Genet's term, automatism, conveys the involuntary, unconscious nature of her actions. Genet treated Irène for several months, mainly with hypnosis. At the end, he asked her again about her mother's death. Irène started to cry and said, "Don't remind me of those terrible things. My mother was dead and my father was a complete drunk, as always. I had to take care of her dead body all night long. I did a lot of silly things in order to revive her. In the morning, I lost my mind." Not only was Irène able to tell the story, but she had also recovered her emotions. "I feel very sad and abandoned." Genet now called her memory complete because it now was accompanied by the appropriate feelings. Genet noted significant differences between ordinary and traumatic memory. Traumatic memories are precipitated by specific triggers. In Julian's case, the trigger was his girlfriend's seductive comments. In Irène's, it was a bed. When one element of a traumatic experience is triggered, other elements are likely to automatically follow.